Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. For his glory, we will do anything. Welcome to the prayer line on tonight. God bless you all. We're praying Pastor Anthony, praying for him as he makes his way, as he makes his way home on tonight. Amen. We're praying for Pastor Anthony as he makes his way home in this storm. We're going to go to the word, and then we're going to open the prayer lines in prayer. We're going to begin to pray. 2 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 17. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more, the Philistines came up, spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, "Do not go straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the poplar trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." So David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gazar. Amen. Praise God. God just wanted me just before I open in prayer to bring out 3 points. Amen. Pertaining to breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. And God just wants me to remind you and to remind myself that Jesus is the Lord of our breakthrough. Amen. Jesus is the Lord of our breakthrough. When we have Jesus in our lives, when Jesus came into our lives, he went to work, amen, to annihilate every enemy in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you will have warfare. There will be things that will come against you, but you have already won every battle in the spiritual realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we have to move through the natural realm, and we have to go through our life, and we will come through some opposition. We will come through some tough times. We will come through some times when people don't understand us, when people come against us, and whether we engage in spiritual warfare. We will come through times where we engage in spiritual warfare, but we have to be mindful that this battle that we're fighting, A, is not ours, and B, is already won. Come on, somebody. And God wants us to know that we have to engage our strategies, the strategies of spiritual warfare that God has already made available to us. And it shows us what David did. The first thing that David did when the Philistines came against him, when they saw that David was being shifted into his destiny, shifted into position as king of Israel, after all he had gone through, after all of the fighting and all of the opposition and all of the warfare that he had gone through, when the Philistines saw that David was being shifted into position, they came against him with a vengeance, because they did not want David to win. They did not want David to bring God glory in his kingdom, my God. And that's what you have to know, that this warfare that you're in, the warfare that you're going through, is because of your purpose, amen. It's because of your purpose that's going to bring God glory. So you have to refuse to allow the enemy to make you back up from your purpose, amen, hallelujah. So the first thing he did to engage, begin to engage his strategies of breakthrough, amen, pertaining to this spiritual warfare, the first thing that David did was David prayed, amen. David went to the Lord and he prayed. He inquired of the Lord and said, Lord, should I go up? Will you give the Philistines into my hands? David prayed. And that's what we have to do. We have to make sure not only that we are praying daily, not only that we are being in relationship and cultivating our relationship with God through prayer, but we have to make sure that when things come up in our lives, that we are going to God personally in prayer. Yes, it's great to have intercessory prayer warriors, but we have to make sure that we are allowing God to hear our voice, saying, letting God know that we know, God, you are our commander in chief, and we are coming to you directly. Amen. You go to God directly, and then you get your intercessory prayer warriors, and you ask them to pray for you as well. Amen. So David went and he prayed. The second thing that David did was he obeyed. Amen. He obeyed the instructions that the Lord gave him. Amen. The Lord told him, go up, because I will, he said, I will doubtless, I will give them into your hands. I was preaching this on Sunday and I made up a new word. I said, undoubtedly, amen. And that was not the word. The word that God used in the King James Version was doubtless, I will give them into your hands, without a doubt. Either way, we have to know that without a doubt, God will give us the victory. You have to know that without a doubt, God will give you a victory. And I just heard this. Even when it feels like you're losing, God will give you the victory. Even when it looks like you're losing, God will give you the victory. I hear you, God. Even when it looks like you have already lost, God will give you the victory. Amen. So you have to get to the point where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is moving on your behalf. And then you have to go ahead and obey God. Obey God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Obey God. What is God telling you to do? What are some of the steps that he's telling you to take? Who is he telling you to call? Amen. You have to obey God. God will prompt you in your spirit. A lot of times we don't know when God is speaking and when it's us. But God, when you have that relationship with God, God will prompt you in your spirit. And he will tell you which way to go. He will guide you. He will direct your steps. One way we'll know is God is through the prompting in our spirit. The second way that we can know is through the word of God. God will never, ever, ever go against his word. God will not go against his word. Amen. So that's why we have to know the word of God. We have to continue to meditate on the word of God. In the book of Joshua, the Bible tells us to meditate on the word day and night, not to allow that word to depart from our mouths. Amen. Then will we make our way prosperous and have good success. Amen. Hallelujah. The next thing that you have to do is you have to decree a thing. Come on, somebody. You have to decree the word of God. When Joshua said, don't let this word depart from your mouth. Amen. He was saying you got to put the word of God in your mouth. The power of life and death is in your mouth. Amen. It's in my mouth. Amen. We have to know what to speak. Do not dare to speak words that are contrary to the plan of God for your life. Amen. Make sure that you are speaking God-birthed, God-breathed, God-ordained words over your life. Amen. I don't care what it looks like. Do not say what it looks like. Say what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to decree a thing. Job 22:28 says, as you decree a thing, my God, it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon you. Amen. So even in a dark situation, when you begin to decree a thing, that light is coming into the middle of that dark situation. Amen. The light will come to shine upon you in the middle of every distressful situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And then finally, you have to give God the glory. David, when he called that place Baal-perazim, he was doing a couple things. The first thing that he was doing was he was declaring a thing. He was decreeing a thing. He was saying, this is, the Lord is the Lord of my breakthrough. He is the Lord of my breakthrough. Amen. He was decreeing a thing. And then he was giving God the glory. Amen. And I told Pastor Emily, he was decreeing that thing for what was coming. Because as you know this, after he won one battle, the enemy, when it got back, regrouped, got some more people and came back against them again. Amen. And what did David do? He engaged the strategies of breakthrough. Amen. He went right back to God. He prayed. If he had not gone back to God, he would have went with the old strategy. Amen. But God was saying, no, we're not going back with the old strategy. I got another strategy for you this time. We're not going back with the old strategy. If he would have not gone back to God, he would engage the old strategy and he would have lost because they were coming in a different way. Amen. And God says, I'm going to give you a whole nother strategy on how to defeat the enemy this time. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we got to always be praying, always be obeying God, always be decreeing, and always be giving God the glory. Amen. Give God the glory. Amen. All of the glory belongs to God. All of the glory belongs to God. All of the glory belongs to God. So no matter what you're walking through, continue to give God glory. Even before you see your breakthrough, come on somebody, even before you see the victory, even before you cross over, even before your enemies are defeated, even before the money comes, even before, hallelujah, the sickness is out of your body according to the doctor's report, even before your prodigal son or your prodigal daughter comes home, even before that marriage is turned around, even before you get a promotion on the job, even before you get that job that you've been seeking after, even before you buy the house, amen, even before, my God, your breakthrough, my God, you have to go ahead and give God the glory. Give God the glory in advance. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. That means give him the praise. Hallelujah. And give him the credit. Come on, somebody. Give him the praise and give him the credit because ain't nobody did it but the Lord. Amen. Nobody did it but God. Nobody did it but God. Nobody but God could have brought you out. Nobody but God is bringing you out. Amen. So continue to praise God for your breakthrough in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is Jesus. Jesus is the Lord of our breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open in prayer. We're going to go ahead and start praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily's going to open us in prayer, and then we're going to open the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're only going to be here for another 20 minutes, amen. We're only going to be here for another 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and we will be going off the air.
Lord, we continue to give your name praise. We thank you for strategies for success in the mighty name of Jesus. God, there's none like you. Before we were formed, you knew us and you called us. And we thank you for your hand yet being on the people of God. Lord, you saw this day that we are living in. You saw this era of history that we will partake of. And God, we thank you that you continue to make ways. Jesus, you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we thank God for the truth. We thank God for life and life eternal. We thank God that there's never, glory be to God, a closed door. There's always a way out, a way of escape, a way to get it done. So God, we thank you that you're the way maker. We came to give you praise. Pastor Rebecca said it so clearly. We got to give you the credit. We got to give you the honor. We got to give you the praise. We got to give you the glory. Thank God for support. Thank God for people. Thank God for loved ones. But God, you get the glory. We thank you that you assemble people in our lives. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the fortress and a remnant that you put around us. But God, we give you praise on tonight. That's why we are praying to you. We are praying in the name of Jesus, the name which has authority, the name which has power, the name which resides and have deliverance. The name of Jesus brings healing. The name of Jesus brings restoration. The name of Jesus brings renewal. So God, in that name, the Son of God, Hallelujah. Korobo o shata. Kere e karaba a koro. Lord, we love you on tonight. We thank you with two or more gathered. You say you be in the midst. As to two or more touching and agreeing, according to your word, you say we shall have and ask of you, God, and it shall be given unto us. So I thank God for this prayer line. We thank God that we can come to this place. We thank God that we can assemble in this place. We thank God in the name of Jesus that we can gather on this prayer line and know, God, that your angels are activated. We know, glory be to God, that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. So, God, as we open up the phone line, you know what we're walking through. You know what we're facing. You know what we're going through in the name of Jesus. So we lift up every parent. We lift up every marriage to you tonight. Every young person, even our college kids, our college students, high schoolers and adolescents, God, our middle schoolers, in the name of Jesus, from daycare and toddlers and infants, all the way up, God, in the name of Jesus, to the master's program and PhD programs and doctorate programs. Oh, God, you are making a way for your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Pastor, I just saw it as I said it. He's breaking the back of poverty on tonight in the name of Jesus. God has breaking the stronghold of poverty. Oh, I felt that thing when I said it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare no more lack. No more lack in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we open up these phone lines tonight, receive that by faith. Not looking at your financial status where you are right now, believe in the word of God that you have plenty, that the grace of God for you and your family is sufficient. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you tonight for the people of God. Yes. We give your name praise. Yes, God. We came to glorify the name of Jesus. So as we open up the phone lines, God, you say your mercies are new every morning. Oh, glory be to your name. Your mercies are new every morning. So, God, right now, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness and your favor, which resides on your people tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Press 1 on your phone device, and we will touch and agree with you tonight. If there is a testimony, a burning testimony, you never know, it may encourage someone tonight. So we thank God for you. We see some hands raised already. We're going to open up the phone lines. But just press 1 on your phone, and we will put you on the air, and we just want to touch and agree with you. Whatever it is you need from God, we believe by faith is already done. We are going to take this first caller. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Area code 551. God bless you this evening. 551.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Tanisha. I didn't have to go to supervision tonight, so I was so excited I could call in.
Amen. Well, good to hear from you, Sister Tanisha. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. You have a prayer request tonight?
Just simple prayer.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in your son Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Tanisha tonight. We thank you for your daughter in Zion.
Yes, Lord.
God, you know her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yes, Lord.
You know her coming and her going. You know what she stands in the need of.
Yes.
And right now, we lift her up before you. You said, come boldly to your throne to obtain mercy in your time of need.
Yes, Lord.
God, whatever it is that she needs from you, we thank you that you have already granted her the desires of her heart. in the name of Jesus. God, guard her heart. Guard her mind. Everything that she puts her hand to may succeed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have given her so many gifts.
Yes.
Now, God, continue to stir up the gift of God in her. Continue to put the right people in her life.
Yes.
Continue to allow your angels to watch over her, God, as she go through all her daily duties and her daily business. God, bless her family. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we say she is a blessed woman of God. And, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will continue to reveal to her everything that you are requiring of her in this season.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. God, give a revelation. I thank you for the relationship that she has with you through her son, through your son, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. So I decree and declare over your life tonight, no weapon formed against you will ever defeat you. No weapon formed against you will ever prevail or prosper in the name of Jesus. So God, whatever it is, if it's a hater, if it's an enemy, if it's an opposing force, if it's something on the school campus or on a job, God, you deal with it in the name of Jesus. Help her to hold her peace and let you fight her battle in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, give her wisdom. God, give her understanding. Give her knowledge beyond her years. And God, give her a spirit of discernment. Help her to make good, godly decisions. So we thank you for her life. We call her blessed.
Yes.
We say she is anointed.
Yes, God.
So God, lift her up when she's weak. Strengthen her when she's worried.
Yes.
And God, remove every spirit of anxiety or stress that tries to come upon her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And I even as pastor, to God be the glory, I believe you received that prayer by faith.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you heard what Pastor was sharing and how David came to God and God gave him specifics.
Yeah.
And that's what, even after the prayer line tonight, before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, God is telling me to tell you, come to him.
Yeah.
And be specific.
My God.
God wants details in this season from you. What you need from God, he wants detail. He doesn't want the vague prayer. He doesn't want the evasive prayer. He wants you to be specific, and God is going to respond to you. So when you pray privately, get specific with God. It's just you and him. And be specific and open up your heart to him, because he's saying there's something special you're going to get in this season from him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there's something special that he's going to give to you. Amen. That even before my pastor was praying, I heard God saying, I want her in my presence. I want her more. I'm chasing after her. God is chasing you. He just wants to be so close to you. He wants to be so close. There's so many things that have tried to get in the way of your relationship with God, and God is pursuing you. He's just looking for that closeness, that time of closeness, my God, that you guys have shared. He misses that. He misses that closeness. Amen. So God is just calling you closer. He's calling you into a time of praying and just seeking his face. And you missed it too, my God. And he wants you to just put all the distractions to the side and just begin to seek him first thing in the morning. My God, hallelujah. And just even if you have to get up a few minutes early, he said, just come seek me. Come after me. I miss you. I'm wooing you. I'm romancing you. It's like God is just wooing you. My God, hallelujah. And he's going to release something so special. There's a peace. My God, you've been seeking after. There's a peace that God is getting ready to give to you. There's a satisfaction, some things that it's like like a yearning almost that God's getting ready to fulfill, even as you come after him. My God, that's what the enemy's been after. He's been distracting us. I've been walking through that same season, but God is saying, come back to me, come back to me. Amen. Closer, walk closer with me. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the new things that he's doing in your life. But a lot of what's getting ready to happen in this season, I hear you, God. a lot of what's getting ready to happen in this season in your life is going to be the overflow blessing from your time with God, your presence, your spending time in the presence of God. That's what God is getting ready to release in your life. Overflow blessings are coming to your life. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. And we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, this weekend, I don't have to go in and work, so I will definitely be there at church.
Well, we'll
amen. Praise God. But we're going to see you on Sunday. And do just press it. I know you're praying, but press in a little bit closer and watch what God does.
Amen. I will. I've been praying. I've been praying and spending more time at my house when I do have a chance. And lately, what I've been experiencing, excuse me, my nose has just started getting stuffed because of the weather. I've been experiencing, I think I mentioned it before, like I experience other people's, I feel what other people feel. I did before, and that's something that I've been dealing with, and I'm learning to pray for it and release it because some of it, you know, be so heavy. And yesterday it was just, it was something so heavy on my heart, and I know it wasn't me. Because, you know, I pay attention to myself, and it just felt like this broken heart. So I just prayed for that person, whoever it was, because it just felt like their heart being pulled apart, like just somebody that was deep in, like, just deep broken heartness. Like, so just praying for that person. I felt so much better after I prayed for them and asked God to remove it because I know it was mine, and that's something that I just been struggling with, like just dealing with just, you know, walking into rooms and different environments. So it makes me want to isolate because I just don't want to deal with it. And but now I'm learning how to really pray for that person or pray for whoever it is because it sometimes gets a little overwhelming.
Amen. Amen. And that's where you're going to get your release, through prayer. So you're doing the right thing, and God's going to continue, even as you press through in prayer.
Yes.
And even when you get those feelings, God's going to give you a release, not only for you, but for those other people, even though you don't even know who they are.
Yes.
So that's the power of the intercessor. So continue to pray, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Amen.
We'll
go.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to take these other callers. Amen. She is a blessing. Let's take these other callers, Pastor. Who's next? 216. 216. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland.
Yes, God bless.
Bless
you. Barbara.
God bless you. I'm going to, for the sake of time, I know that I normally, like, try to give a testimony and all of that. I'm going to just get real quick to, I have an important appointment tomorrow morning. And just for God's strategy, I'm just refuse to walk in fear. I know that I just want to be in the center of His will. And sometimes these small battles or skirmishes are just distractions, and I don't want to get all focus, but at the same time, these are extremely important meetings and appointments and such that I have to deal with. I'm not going to ask about money. I'm not going to ask about all of that. I know that it's all wrapped up in whatever the strategy is, and so I just want clarity from the Lord on, I know I have to show up, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Amen. Amen. I know. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us pray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, God, and we thank you, Lord, for this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. You are awesome. You are magnificent, God. We thank you for Barbara, oh God, and all you're doing in her life, oh God. We thank you for the breakthroughs that you have already given her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have already given her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. And even as she goes, Father God, I believe it's tomorrow to court, oh God. Even as she goes to court tomorrow, oh God, we thank you and we ask that your angels will go before her. We ask that your favor will go before her. We ask, oh God, that your wisdom will go with her. We ask, Father God, that your grace will go with her, oh God, that you, Father God, will just do what only you can do, oh God. You already started the wheels in motion in the middle of this situation, oh God, and we know that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in our lives, oh God. So we are praying right now for our sister, even as she goes to court.
Not court. Meetings.
As she goes to meetings. As she goes to meetings, oh God, even as she goes to meetings on tomorrow, oh God, that you will, Father God, just do everything that needs to be done on her behalf. I don't know. I was praying court. I don't know why I thought court.
No, you're right. I have to meet with the attorney first, and then we step, and then we go to the trustee. So it's
amen.
Both.
So for all of these meetings, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for favor. We are, Father God, praying for divine favor. We are praying for Barbara to have wisdom. We're praying for God for you to give her divine revelation, oh God. Lord, even as she goes, oh God, we just thank you and we praise you. We're thanking you, Lord, we're praising you in advance, oh God, for a victorious outcome, oh God. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So we thank you and we praise you in advance for this victory, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Like she said, she's not asking for money. But Lord, if it's money that she needs, Lord, release the money in the name of Jesus. Lord, if it's favor is better than money. We ask for the favor. Wisdom make us rich, we ask for the wisdom. So, Lord, we just thank you that all things, you said she's already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, oh God. She already has everything pertaining to life and godliness that's already been ordained for her life and released to her through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ as a royal child of your kingdom, oh God. So, Lord, we know and we believe and we receive, oh God, that everything that you have for her is going to be released on tomorrow.
Amen.
So we thank you in advance and we praise you in advance. Oh God, we touch and agree with her right now and declare and decree that it is so, oh God. So even now, now, God, we are believing by faith, oh God. We're believing by faith, oh God. We are believing by faith that is already done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the word acceleration. I hear the word divine acceleration. I don't know exactly what God is speaking to pertaining to acceleration, but there's some things that are in motion, oh God. There are things that are in motion that are being accelerated. And Lord, we lose everything that belongs to her that's been held up by the enemy, oh God. We loose it right now, oh God, and we bind up the hand of the enemy pertaining to her finances, pertaining to her business, pertaining to everything that she's involved with, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural release, oh God. And we declare it done now, God. Lord, bring it now, God. Bring it now. Cut off all delays, oh God. We thank you for acceleration, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for supernatural release now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God is working. God is at work. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't have all the answers, but we know we serve a God who does.
Amen. Yeah, I'm just going to show up.
Just show up. That's what I was hearing when it's amazing that you said that, because when I was praying, that's what I was hearing. Just show up. just show up, you know.
Okay.
That's
okay.
what I was hearing, you know. So it's amazing
wow.
that you said that, because in the middle of the
okay.
prayer, I just heard, just show up, you know, and just show up. That's all we could do.
Okay.
You know, sometimes there's no more, we don't even want to over-talk it. We're just going to, you're just going
right.
to show up.
right.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God, and we already thank God and pray God, and we're looking forward for the praise report. We're looking
Amen.
Forward for the praise report to come back on next week of what's going to happen as a result of you showing up.
Amen. Amen. You know, I love a testimony, so
yes.
I'm going to bring a testimony.
yeah.
But
God
I don't want to take up your time. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Show up, he shows up, and that's all that counts. That's all that matters. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Area code 757. 757. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, 757.
Hello?
God bless.
Praise God. Hello. I'm walking right now, so you might hear some outside noises.
Okay.
I just, I'm showing up. So I'm showing up.
well, praise the Lord.
so I'm showing up. There's many things going on, but God will help me to be brief and to the point. The other caller, she was talking about her interceding, and just wanted to, I guess, confirm that from the other side of that, because the different things have been going on, and there's been a few times that it's just gotten heavy, and I called out for intercessors. It's like, Lord, I need some intercessors. So whether she was praying for me or not, or there were others, I just wanted to confirm that and encourage her with that, because I've been on both sides of that when I'm just praying, and I don't know who I'm praying for, that heaviness is there, and I just pray in the spirit until God gives me something to pray specifically, and otherwise I just, you know, lift it up. Sometimes I see a face. Sometimes I see a name, and I just call out as I see it. But so I just want to encourage her and thank her for her obedience in interceding. And on another note, as far as what I heard three times today, and so I said, okay, Lord, what I heard is the past is the past, and let it go. And I heard that three times, and on the third time I said, okay, and Pastor Rebecca Henry was the third one, and I said, okay, all right, so I'm going to let it go, Lord. You show me, and I know that different things have been coming up, and I've been trying to pray some things I've tried to pray about, and I know there's a couple of times the Lord said, what are you doing? What are you talking to me about? You already prayed on that, and it's already there. There was a couple of things that I was asking for his help for. And it's like, you know, he was just constantly showing me on the different situations. I either already prayed for it, or I need to let it go because it's done and over with, and it's finished, and I need to just let it go. So when I heard the past is the past several times, I heard God, and it's like, okay, yes, Lord. So that's what I'm going to be working on, just as it comes, because the things that are coming, I believe, are distractions to get me off course, get me praying on things I don't need to be praying on. It's just another form of distraction. Get me caught up in my mind going back to the past that's already been done and taken care of. And so that's what the Lord's showing me. So, and some of that stuff, that's where some spirit, you know, those spirits of heaviness, just that have to do with family, you know, different areas of family situations, or even to the point of missing my mother and family members. So it's just a lot of different things that like came up earlier, you know, distractions. So anyway, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift you up before the Lord.
Yes.
But pertaining to the first thing, the Bible says bear one another burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And even as Sister Tamesia and you talked about God placing people, whether specific or just people in your hearts, like Sister Tamesia as well. Pastor Rebecca said, stand in the gap, that intercessor.
Yes.
And the Bible is a remnant in the earth realm,
yes,
praying.
Yes.
And without us praying, this world would be in a lot of trouble.
But
there's a set remnant in the earth realm holding this thing together.
Yes.
So when God prompts your heart to pray, thank God you and Sister Tanisha and those listening do pray, because some people get that unction and they don't do anything about it. But thank God that, as you said, when he places that burden of that spirit on you, you pray and you go into intercessor. You know, sometimes it's warfare, but sometimes just praying,
yes,
and you feel this release.
Yes.
And the second thing, I just experienced God moving in the area of prayer. And sometimes God gives you a release.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray for something over and over and over, God never wants it to slip into worry.
Yeah.
So when he gives you a release, yeah, like, okay, I got that. And when he say, okay, that's the past is the past, that's your release to say, okay, God, you already answered that prayer and you're dealing with it. It's,
yeah,
already fixed.
Yeah.
As far as God concerned, he already made the crooked straight.
Mm.
And you just got to wait for the manifestation. So when you see it, you're going to be like, God, now I understand.
Yeah.
So he has given you a peace today saying, that's in your past. You know, don't worry about it. Don't let it stress you out. I got that particular prayer. So receive that tonight, that God is giving you a release with those particular prayers, because it can become a distraction, and he do not want us to worry at all.
Right.
But we're going to pray. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise for Sister Rita, Lord, even as she shared some things that she's gone through as far as her faith walk.
Yes,
she really does walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And God, I thank you that she stays in the realm of the spirit, that she, although, Lord, she said there's distraction and there's family concerns and there's issues and there are weights and there are burdens. God, I thank you that she can call on the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you that she can go in her war room, in her prayer closet,
yes,
and get a release. We thank you, Lord, that she can come to this intercessory prayer line, and we just want to touch and agree,
yes,
for her and her family, her finances, her future. Oh, Karabo, oh, Shachaba, in the name of Jesus. So, God, bless this mother, this grandmother. Bless this woman of God, Lord, her vocation, her ministry, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that she'll win souls for your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that geographical period and place of land that she resides in, Lord, that angels are watching over her and her family, her household, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, as she goes to your word, continue to speak to her. As she reads your word, continue to minister to her heart, God. As she goes and pray to you morning, noon, or night, be with her through your spirit. You said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's going to be through your spirit.
Yes, God.
So, God, I thank you for the spirit of the living God being in her, with her, and upon her.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
God.
So, God, we give her to you. Those prayer concerns, we're leaving them at this altar. And, God, we believe that you will continue to minister to her, that she'll have sweet sleep, a sweet slumber, and good rest. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as I... Let me just lead it. As I said, spirit, God showed me Caleb and Joshua.
Mm.
And he said, you too, Sister Rita, have a spirit of God.
Mm.
Because they declared when the 12 spies went out, 10 came back, said, we're not able.
Mm.
And those two said, God is able.
Yes, yes.
And I'm hearing that in your spirit. no matter how enormous the prayer or the situation is,
yes.
you have a God is able in your heart.
Yes.
And that's why God's going to favor you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a God is able, just like Joshua and Caleb, and we know they got a big blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So just get ready for the manifestation of miracles, because God has given you a release in your spirit. So walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Well,
amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God
hallelujah.
Be all the glory.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh. Yes.
yeah.
What did you think?
That does confirm. That does confirm that's some of the pressure that's coming. Is just keep my eyes on the prize, because there's some things coming that have been promised, and there is some things that are coming against me to get me to say the wrong words and watch my words.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that confirmation.
Well,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And I just want to add this. Continue to press into prayer. Press through in prayer. Keep praying. Pray in your heavenly language like never before. And God's getting ready to I heard God say he's lifting burdens. God is lifting burdens. Amen. And he's lifting burdens through your prayer closet. See, I know quite a few people have been interceding for us, for Pastor and I, and that's adding pressure. That is adding pressure. You have to be a warrior to pray for us. Amen.
Because
that's backlash. I bind up the spirit of backlash and retaliation right now in the name of Jesus over every person who's praying for Pastor Emily and myself. I bind up that spirit of backlash and retaliation. No weapon formed against you. And I lift the pressure right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up every demonic spirit. I cast them out and offer the people of God and declare that the lifting of the burden and the release of the pressure, my God, will be experienced now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bind up and Satan, the Lord, rebuke you and every demon that you sent on assignment. We are stronger together. We are better together. And those who have standing and praying and standing in the gap, we declare and decree that not one hair on their head will be harmed, and everything that God has for them will be released supernaturally in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we restore joy. We restore peace. We restore strength on tonight in Jesus' mighty name. They have been in the trenches, and we declare hallelujah. Hallelujah. A song feels a release right now. The breaker. God is the God of the break. He's the Lord of the breakthrough. And the release is there, right there, right there, right there. Mama Kushelinikinama. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. See, those of you, you've been doing some damage to the devil's kingdom. And that's backlash. And we bind that up right now. We cast it out. Ah, yay, glory. We restore joy. We restore peace. We restore strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
Many of the praise lives.
Yeah, I see demons fleeing. I see burdens being lifted.
Come on.
My God.
Come
Jesus, they're trying to jump you, but we got your back. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for Sister Rita. We thank you for Sister Tanisha. We thank you for Sister Barbara. We thank you for Carmen, Sister Carmen. We thank you for Maria, Sister Maria. We thank you for Pastor Jamal. We thank you, Lord, for Mother May Thomas. We thank you for Prophetess Michelle Whitaker. We thank you for Shaquella. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, for all who are interceding, God. We thank you for these prayer warriors, oh God. And we declare victory over every life.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough over every life.
Hallelujah.
We declare breakthrough over every life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
whoa.
God. Yes,
whoa.
God.
Yeah.
Already done.
Yes, God. So continue to press through in prayer. Press through in prayer. Keep praying in your heavenly language. Keep. That's going to catapult you into the mind of Christ. And my God, and God's going to continue to reveal strength and revelation. He's going to release, my God, supernatural breakthrough. Just pray in tongues. You don't even got to pray in your earthly realm. Pray in the heavenly realm. And God says, I'm going to do something supernatural, my God. This week, I hear God saying, this week, I'm going to do something supernatural. There's going to be a miraculous breakthrough this week, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the supernatural breakthrough, my God, that's coming into your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, we thank God for you. Keep walking by faith. And as Pastor say, y'all keep lifting us up and the church up, and there's no weapon against you will prevail or prosper. To God be the glory. God bless you.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And just remember angels. Amen. Angels. We have angels.
There you have it.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yes. Yes.
Guardian
yes.
angels. Amen. Ministering
yes.
angels.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Warring
angels. We have angels. That's right. And not to be afraid of anything. We have angels. God has given his angels charge over us. And his angels are watching over us, and that's what I got this week as well, and I want to release that. And I'm going to go on that note. God bless you all. God bless you all on the show. In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Love you. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Oh, we have one more caller.
6, 7, 8. Two more.
Two more callers, and then we have to go.
6, 7, 8. God bless. 6, 7, 8.
I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. Forever is a long time. That's how much I love you. That's how long
God.
I love you. Forever is a long time.
God.
That's how long I love you. That's how long I love you. Forever. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be lonely. And this is my promise to you. My love is everlasting. You can count on me to be there always. Forever is a long time. That's how long I love you. That's how long I love you. Forever is a long time. That's how long I love you. That's how long I love you. Forever. And forever. Ever, I will love him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
amen.
You,
thank
Jesus,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want.
Yes.
I just really want prayers for all those people that are going through some spiritual warfare. I've come across a lot of people like that, and you know, last week when I was on the prayer line, I felt I was going through something like that, but you know. Like you say, Pastor, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We have to believe that no weapons formed against us shall prosper because God will always be there no matter what. We just have to trust and believe and have faith in him. So for those people that are going through warfare, some are going through it worse than others, I just want you to pray for them.
Amen. 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 Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Sister Maria, God. Thank you for, Father God, that song, Forever, Forever. we will love you. Forever is a long time, but that's how long we'll love you, oh God. And we just praise you and we worship you, Lord. We pray for those who are going through spiritual warfare on tonight, God. So many people are going through, Father God, different, Father God, demonic attacks, oh God. And Lord, we pray for those people, God, and we bind up every demon on assignment, oh God. And we pray, we declare victory over every life, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that you will strengthen each and every individual, God, that you will strengthen them, that you will encourage them, God, that you will send a word, that you will send your ministering angels, like Sister Rita said, that you will send warring angels to fight for them, and that you will send ministering angels, oh God, to minister to them and to strengthen them, oh God, to give them, Father God, a new strength and new, Father God, hallelujah, stamina, oh God, in order to go through the battle, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that this battle that we're fighting, that it is not ours, oh God, and that we come against, Father God, attack because of our stance in you, oh God. But Lord, we will not back down and we will not give up, oh God. But we will continue to stay on the battlefield, God. We will continue to fight. We will continue, Father God, to declare your praise. We will continue, oh God, to live as your disciples, oh God. We will continue to be witnesses unto you, unto your power, your mercy, your grace, your deliverance, your salvation, oh God, your glory, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We will not back down no matter what goes on. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that stamina, give that decree and that declaration into the minds and the hearts of everybody who's going through spiritual warfare on tonight, that they will stand and say, I will continue to stay on the battlefield of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I will not die. And I will not quit, and I will not, my course, and I will not retreat. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for new power, new stamina, new zeal, new vigor, new, everything new in the lives of those who are battling and fighting on tonight. Let them know that they already won in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I'm thinking that we already won. We already won, oh God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, we thank you that we already won. I just hear God saying to everybody in spiritual warfare, you already won.
Amen.
You have already won.
Amen.
You are already more than a conqueror.
Your children are coming out.
The money is coming. My God, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
The job opportunity is coming. The job is coming. Promotion is coming. Healing is here now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Increase now. Deliverance now. Peace now. Now, Lord, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, now, God, we thank you for now answers to our faithful God. We thank you for now answers. So, Lord, we thank you for those who are my course, continue to bless us to the Lord right now. He's moving now. Breakthrough is now. Faith is now. Blessings are now. We thank you for now. God is moving now. He says, I'm always working. God is working now. We thank you, Lord, for working in the middle of every situation according to Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things you work for the good of those who love you and the cause according to your purpose. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless Sister Maria. Keep her. Bless her son. Bless her grandbaby, oh God. Continue to work in her. We bind up every demon on assignment in her life, oh God. We thank you for supernatural release of your power in her life. Blessings in her life. Breakthrough in her life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 God bless you both. God bless everybody on this prayer line. Have a beautiful week.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God be all the glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We have one. We can only take one more call. We can only take one more call tonight, and then we have to go. And we might, prayerfully, we won't get cut off. prayerfully we won't get cut off. This last call, area code 304. God bless you.
Yes, my name is Sister Lou, and I talked to you all before. I'm from Michigan. I would like prayer. I need a car. The last one that I had to turn in, and I need something. It's going to be cold and everything, and I've been walking too much, so I want prayer that God will show me and give me favor at the car dealer to get the vehicle in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm going to let that up before the Lord. May we ask your name again, please?
Oh, this Sister Lou. I called about a court case. We're still waiting, and that's the reason I don't have it. My father has stolen much of our money, even though he's in prison. And we need prayer that this case can be over in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Let us pray.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Lou tonight.
Yes,
we thank you for your daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that she need will be added unto you. God, I thank you that she knows you through your son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that gives her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, would even show her when she go to the dealership, God, what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and give her favor in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, even as she needs transportation, she needs, Father God, means, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to get around. And we know that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you. You said the gold and the silver is yours.
Yes.
So, God, we thank you. Glory be to God that you would somehow, some way, and some supernatural intervention, God, give her in the name of Jesus this need. So, God, we thank you that she came to the prayer line. We thank you that she's believing you by faith. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she knows all things are possible for those who believe.
Yes, God.
So, God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Even as you give her peace in the middle of all that other stuff going on with the litigation, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that you would give her peace and give her a rest and give her, Father God, the ability to stand fast. You said, glory be to God, doing all you can do to stand until.
Yes.
And right now, we believe by faith that nothing against her will prevail.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you will deal with every enemy, everything that's uncertain, God. Give her the mind of Christ.
Yes,
give her the strength to move forward by faith in the name of Jesus. Allow her spirit not to worry. Glory be to God. I thank you right now that you regulate her thoughts, that you'll give her answers. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give her a boldness and a confidence that you're going to do this thing. Oh, glory be to God. She said the winter is coming. She needs a transportation. And we're just touching and agreeing with Sister Lou for this car, this automobile, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we know you can do it. We know you're a resourceful God. We know that you will grant her through the grace of Almighty God the desires of her heart. So, God, lead her and guide her. You said your word is a lamp unto her feet, and it will be a light unto her pathway. So, God, give her favor, even as she talks to whoever she needs to talk to. Go ahead of her with your angel.
My God.
I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you would open a door for her that no man can shut.
Yes, God.
And this door of opportunity. Oh, I heard keys jingling. This door of opportunity. Oh, glory be to God. This door of opportunity. As I prayed, I heard the keys jingling. I don't know how he's going to do it, but believe God by faith that he's going to do this thing for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He's a way maker. Oh, come on, somebody. He's a way maker, miracle waker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. That's who God is. So we all know this is a small thing for God. This is a big thing for you. And we just want to
pray a lot before.
Yes. People have purchased automobiles with no money down. So he's no respecter of person. And we're looking for a testimony to come back from you that God is going to bless you with this blessing that you so desperately need. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Well,
amen.
Praise him.
And I heard God say, I don't know why I keep hearing this, but I heard God say, keep praying. Keep praying over that situation with you and your sister and your, you know, the person that took the money. Keep praying. Keep praying. I heard victory. I heard victory. I heard him say, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Be persistent. Do not stop praying. Believing God for that breakthrough with that
praise
financial
God.
Situation. Amen. Don't give up. Keep praying. It's not over yet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You,
well, God bless you. Amen. God
thank
bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
that's our final caller. In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You,
hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Please sow into New Creation Church. We thank God in advance for your faithful seed, nccmonline.org. No amount is too little or too large.
Yeah.
We just thank God that you counted our robbery to sow into this good work that we're doing in New Jersey here, Hillside, New Jersey. So you can go to that website, $20, $10, $50, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, it will be a blessing to the ministry, and we can continue to do the work that God has given us to do. To God be the glory. Tomorrow night, there is no service. There is no Word Wednesday. We will resume in church on Sunday, 12:30 p.m. If you're in this local New Jersey, New York, Connecticut area, come to service 12:30. We're going to start, and it's going to be a powerful, awesome word from the Lord. We've been having a great season in New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Again, we start 12:30, and there's going to be a word from the Lord just for you and your situation on Sunday. So we'll see all of you who are local there on Sunday. But again, no service tomorrow, no Word Wednesday tomorrow. Good night, everyone, and thank you for your seed that you'll sow. God bless.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey.
Yes, he will.
I believe.
Oh.
about your future.